It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Welcome to New York.
Attention fans, this is the Devil's State of Mind podcast, brought to you by the Hockey Podcast Network. Now here's your host, Neil Villapiano.
And what is going on, Devils fans? It is, as always, your host, your best friend, your confidant, your number one source, Neil Villapiano, and welcome to another special edition of the Devil State of Mind podcast right here on the Hockey Podcast Network, as well as Sportswire Radio, the best place to get everything you need to know about your New Jersey Devils. And as always, guys, I hope you are having a fantastic day wherever you're listening to this podcast episode. And thank you guys, as always, for taking time out of your day to check these episodes out. You already know that I greatly, greatly appreciate it. Also, shout out to all of our sponsors here down below, SeatGeek. Use promo code DEVILSTATEOFMIND, get $20 off your first purchase of $50 or more. DraftKings Sportsbook, and with so many different sporting events going on, you have college basketball, national championships, both the men's and women's. Major League Baseball is now in full swing. You got the NHL and NBA playoffs coming up right around the corner. This is the best time to get in on all the huge cash prizes. Use promo code THPN when you sign up. Bet $5, you get $200 instantly in free bets. Also, shout out to Horns of Tail Napa Valley, the official wine club of the New Jersey Devils, and also the official wine sponsor of the Devil State of Mind podcast. And use my promo code DEVILSTATE at checkout to get 10% off all of your orders of some delicious California tasting wine, and with some really, really cool Devils designs in the bottles. This is the perfect gift for the Devils fan in your life. So shout out again to all of our sponsors here for the Devil State of Mind podcast and the Hockey Podcast Network. So we continue on here with my second edition of The Voices of Fans. Just decided in the middle of doing the first one that was what I was going to call this kind, this part of my podcast. And I'm going to be bringing on a lot more people. We had George Volmuth on the last episode. Thank you so much to George for joining us. But today we have another very special guest joining us here for this episode. And it is with great pleasure that we welcome on the host of Jack Hughes for Heart Instagram page and also on Twitter, and that is Ryan Tepper. Ryan, what is going on, my friend? How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Neil. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. Obviously, Devils coming off a win. We could just call it a win, nothing else. Definitely a lot more, a lot closer than I think we all would have liked. And we'll see what the Devils do later on tonight at home in the second game of a back-to-back, as they take on the Nashville Predators. And somehow the Devils still have the slightest, super slightest chance of somehow making the playoffs. And I guess, you know, as Yogi Berra once said, it ain't over until it's over. And, you know, look, again, as I mentioned on the last episode, not really entirely focusing on the wins and losses at this point. Just want to see individual guys play well. Try to see if the team can finish on a high note. I mean, it would be nice to maybe put on our longest winning streak of the year, 5-6 games, and, you know, hopefully finish the year on a high note. It's what's been a very disappointing year. But, you know, that's just kind of where things are. How's what's new and exciting in your area?
Not much going on. I've been just trying to catch up on watching as much of Devils games as I can. I mean, I'm in college too, got exams to do, everything like that. So, you know, kind of a mix of both. And also, like, it's kind of hard when to watch the Devils when, you know, they're like losing a lot. So, you know,
right.
I mean, I was very happy last night with the result of the game. A little bit upsetting that, you know, it was 4-3 when we had a 4-1 lead. We were 3-0 in the first period, and then, you know, it's not great. And even worse, my roommate's an Islanders fan. He keeps bringing up the fact that they're in a playoff spot. And I won't say it, but some physical things that I might not want to say that I want to do to him. Because it just makes me butthurt. And, you know, it's like, it's all right. It's like, I have to deal with it. But right. Other than that, yeah, everything's pretty good. Devils are, I honestly just need to close this out. I'd love for them to keep winning. It's just a great feeling as a fan when they win, you know, even if it's not going to affect, you know, the playoffs, I'd like them to win. I mean, it can't hurt to root for your team. Mm-hmm. I know people like are like, oh, just keep losing. Like, it's like, there's no need for that. Just do what you can, show that you are not like just giving up. Yeah,
for sure. Yeah. And I think it's a weird time of the year. Something, unfortunately, a lot of us Devils fans who, you know, are fans of the team and obviously cover have gotten unfortunately used to since, you know, about 2013. But, you know, there's still a lot of positives to look at even going into the offseason. And we'll get into that in a little bit. But before we do that, I wanted to ask you a couple of personal questions here, Ryan. So the first one that I have for you is, how did you get into hockey and more specifically being a Devils fan?
All right. So I'll start, I guess, from the beginning. So my dad grew up in New Jersey. And he was a Devils fan. He used to go to games. I think he even played hockey in high school. I don't remember if he did or not, like if he did majorly, but it wasn't like his biggest sport. And then as I started growing up, my brother started playing hockey. I was never good at ice skating. So I don't think my parents were like, maybe don't put him on like a physical level for hockey. But my younger brother plays ice hockey. So over time, I was always a Devils fan because I would always watch with them. But I didn't care about hockey as much. Like, I just didn't care about sports as much until, you know, I started going to hit my brother's games. I started learning the rules because I didn't understand, like, what's an icing or, like, what's going on. So I would start getting used to it. And then over time, I think I started getting more and more into watching the Devils. And my brother would ask me, like, he would, like, talk about players that he loved. Like, I remember I had no clue. I think we went to a playoff game in 2017, 2018. Whenever that was, and he was like, oh, my favorite player is Nico Hischier. And I'm like, who's Nico Hischier? Like, that was like, I wasn't even that big of a fan where I was like, oh, he's like brand new, I don't even know who he is. Like, I liked the team and I didn't know the players as much. And I think over time, as getting to know like the game more, getting to know, I think I know more information, more things about hockey than my brother now at this point, because I've become such a big fan, especially in the past 2 years, of like becoming a huge fan, following all the fans and fan pages and following you and Devil Central and fan page and then starting my own page, which I'm sure we'll get to soon. But I became a big fan because of that. And I mean, yeah, I remember I've been to, you know, 3 playoff games at this point, I guess 4 if you count. Like they had a playoff game in 2012 where I went into the arena, but it wasn't actually there. I went to like I think it was a finals game. I don't even remember it. I was too young for that. But just going to Devils games, having fun, you know, just love being a fan. And that's kind of how I became a huge Devils fan. Yeah.
I love it, man. That's great. I really love hearing stories about how people get into the sport and obviously, you know, getting to become a fan of the red and black. And that's awesome. I love that, you know, you didn't know a lot, you know, that too long ago, but over time you really built yourself into a into a true fan, which is really great. And I'm sure, I think it's safe to say now you definitely know who Nico Hischier is.
Oh, of course I do.
Right. Love that. So that kind of brings me into my next question for you, Ryan. What is your fondest memory? I know you brought up a couple of them, but your fondest memory as a Devils fan?
All right. So fondest memory as a Devils fan, I think just in general, making the playoffs last year. I mean, I've had a lot of fond memories of going to games, but they were useless games for most of my lifetime because they had no implications. But I think last year, making the playoffs, and I think actually specifically in the playoffs, when I went to that 8-4 Carolina game, the game three.
Oh, was that game that as was, well? Yeah.
That was a crazy game. I brought I had a family friend in town from Atlanta, but he's originally from DC. And he's a Caps fan, and obviously the Caps weren't in the playoffs. So I was like, yo, you should come to a game with us right now. Let's go to a playoff game. Let's go. Let's have fun. It's during the day. And he got to witness a crazy game where, you know, there was 8 goals scored by the Devils. I mean, it was a great experience. Great, like, even though it was, you know, it was the only playoff game I went to that we won. So it was a great game to go to. And it was just like a great feeling of seeing like my team win in a playoff performance versus like watching other years, like watching the playoffs and it's just other teams. It was just a great feeling for me that, you know, I'm a fan of this team and they're doing so amazing and they scored 8 goals in front of me. And, you know, it was just great. It's a great feeling.
That is an awesome feeling. And it shows, you know, it's what it also shows that's really fascinating is that especially for younger Devils fans like yourself and myself is that, you know, we unfortunately haven't had a lot of really meaningful and significant moments that we could really latch on to. But obviously beating the Rangers last year, that 8-4 game against Carolina, those are games that are going to stick out until we, you know, eventually start getting deeper and deeper into the playoffs, which I think there's still confidence within the fan base that if things, you know, get corrected and we move in the right direction, that the Devils can certainly get to that level, which is great. And so my last personal question before we get into some other stuff is this. What does it mean to you to be a Devils fan?
Well, as a Devils fan, I think, you know, it's great that, like, I would say we're the underdogs because we're a good team. We have good players, but like coming out of nowhere last year, like just being a Devils fan, I guess let's see. it's a hard question, I guess, because just like I'm proud to be a Devils fan. Like I have so many friends and people I meet that are all Rangers fans and they're all so, you know, some of them are very nice. I'll say they're very nice, but like, I feel like they just don't know that much. And I feel like being a Devils fan, like I'm so proud to be a Devils fan and not have to like fall on that bandwagon of living in the area and following the better team in the area for the majority of the time. I don't like go back and say, oh, my team like sucks. Oh, like I love my team and I love being like a huge fan of a team. And I won't. And obviously I became a bigger fan when we started to get better. But I won't, even this year, like I haven't like lost all faith in my team, because they had a shitty year. And, I mean, I would say that's like kind of like an equivalent to like a Columbus Blue Jackets fan. Like they have such, they don't have any good years, but somehow they managed to stay. So I'm just very proud to be a Devils fan. I'm that's all I got.
Pride is a big word. Pride is a meaningful word for sure, because, you know, it's, and I like how you brought up the underdog, you know, role, because I think for a lot of Devils fans, even going back to the years that they won the cup, I think it's fair to say that they were in some cases underdogs. You know, they play just outside of New York, behind, you know, under the, you know, the Rangers lore and all that stuff. And they're always going to be considered the little brother to the New York Rangers.
Yeah.
Not so much the Flyers, I would say, but, you know, I think you would have to ask Flyers fans about that one. But there is that underdog mentality, and you saw it last year. And I think there's going to be a lot of that underdog mentality going into next season, because even though we are a good team, there is going to be a lot of doubters considering how bad things went this season. And so it'll be really interesting to see how the team responds to that. And so before we get into my last two questions, I do have one other that involves your page. Now, again, if you guys are watching this on YouTube, you can see his handle at jhughes, the number 4, and then heart. Can you talk to us really quickly just about how you decided, you know, what went into the decision to create the fan page, and also just a little bit of, you know, what the fan page is all about?
All right. So basically how it originally started was, I was in math class. I was in math class last year. I was in high school last year. So I was in math class and I was really bored. And I was like, ooh, like I should... Well, actually, it originally started, I created a photo of Jack Hughes next to the Hart Trophy and then put MVP. I don't know if you remember the photo that I had sent.
I do remember that photo.
Yeah, I had sent that in the photo. And then it got posted by Devil Central. And I was like, maybe I should like create an account. Like, I don't know, it would be fun. I see like some of those other accounts, like Blank for Hart, Blank for Norris. Like, those are all fun. And I would love to be a part of the community. And it would be fun. So I started off, off with the original photo as my profile picture and created Jack Hughes for Hart. It was actually, I'm trying to remember what it was. I think it was, yeah, the original username was at Hughes, the number 4, and then Hart. And then like 11 days later, Instagram deleted the account. I don't know why. It said I was impersonating. I tried to like renew it, but Instagram has terrible like customer service or whatever they call it. And so they just don't listen to you. So I just created a new account right after. And at this time I was like, well, I would love to create graphics. And I know like not everyone in the Devils community creates like their graphics anymore. Like the game day stuff. I think really the only one who really does it anymore. I know you do it now too. But like I think it was only like maybe Devils fan page. I think everyone else kind of started to not do it anymore. So I was like, and I love doing Photoshop. I love creating graphics. I love doing anything. So I opened Photoshop. I started making some graphics for different game days, like days where we were red or days where we wore the jerseys. And I just was having fun posting in it. I mean, it doesn't matter how many likes I got. I really didn't care about that. I didn't want to get in fights with people on Instagram. I just wanted to have fun. So I was having fun posting. You'd have to scroll pretty far down to see like the original posts, but
yeah, I just wanted to give our viewers here on YouTube a little bit of an idea as to what Ryan does. And he does a great job. I think my favorite one of late, it's gotta be the Rangers one, from last week. This is very, very cool. Very cool.
Thank you. Yeah. That took me, believe
this
it or not, it took
Jack
me, like,
Hughes,
maybe 2 hours. Yeah. I mean, I got like those scoreboard things from like a website that makes like 3D models of them. And I actually, that original idea of the scoreboard one, I think it's the Devil's one that I do. That actually in like 2020, I think it was, I forget the name of the account. I think it was like Devil's Source or something. Mm. Maybe you remember that.
I do.
He actually happens to be from my town. And I was creating graphics for him that had the scoreboard. It was a 2D graphic. It wasn't a 3D one.
Right.
But I made them for him. And I figured, well, wouldn't it be fun if I brought that back? Most people wouldn't even remember that. We wouldn't even know what it is.
No.
But it'd be fun. So I created those. I think I started doing it this year. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I did it. The first post I had this year was I think, first the Red Wings. It was a home game. So I decided to do that. And I started doing that. And then over time, I built my graphics up and had fun communicating with people in the community, collaborating. I know I started a thing where I'd be collaborating with different pages in the Devils community. I mean, I'll be honest, it was kind of originally just to help me grow as well, because I know I could help myself that. But also just, you know, having fun with other Devils creators and, you know, having a good community is always great, because I see there's certain communities that are bigger than others on Instagram. Like, I feel like the Islanders don't have as big of a one, but like, let's say, I don't know, like, what would have a good one?
Don't want to bash anybody either, by the way.
Actually, one of my good friends here in college runs an Islanders account. I'm not bashing him at all. But I would say that it's good to have a good Instagram community, and, you know, having like those, the people that follow the account, they almost become fans of you, which is weird because you're a fan of the team, but then they become fans of your account. And it's so weird to me that like I have people like DMing me like I'm like some celebrity, and I'm literally just like an 18-year-old that's in college, like making some graphics during the day. Like it's honestly so weird, but it's so great to just communicate with other people in the community and get to know them. I've met a bunch of people. I've met you at games. I've met just meeting so many new people. I wish I was home right now. I could meet Munir from Jesper Broquist.
Yeah.
That would be great. But yeah, it's just great meeting everyone. And honestly, I just created this account just to have fun. It started off as just like a little fun thing I was doing during like the All-Star break last year. Just Jack Hughes for heart. He should get the heart, right? Like, he deserves the heart. I mean, eventually he's going to get one and I'm going to be happy. But not saying I'm not happy, but I mean, it'll finally pay off. But yeah, I just created the account out of fun and boredness in my math class. And it ended up growing. I mean, I grew 600 followers, 700 followers since the beginning of the season, which is just crazy to me. I mean, I love it. I just have so much fun, and I get so much great feedback from it. So it's just great. Love it.
Yeah. You know, humble beginnings, right? You started it in your math class and then you work your way up to now, and it's, and you do a great job. I always look forward to your game day post. I know that, you know, you and I have collabed on a couple this season, which, you know, I'm very appreciative of. It's great. And you know, you mentioned about how, like, you know, when you run a fan page or anything like that, you don't expect it to get any sort of recognition or like fame from it. You just want to do it because you want to do it. I did, you know, I started a podcast because I get to do what I love and cover the team that I love. And it's interesting now when I go to games and people will come up to me and be like, oh, like you're the guy from Devil's State of Mind and stuff like that. Or like, oh, you're thus and so. And, you know, you look at guys like Daniel from Devils.Report or Justin, or, you know, anybody who runs these pages, it's all that same rewarding feeling where like you're able to realize, you know, what you're doing it for, not just for your entertainment, but because there's people out there that truly enjoy what you do and it makes a difference. And it builds a community, because I think if you look back, and I can say this because, you know, I'm nearly in my 30s, I feel uncomfortable saying that there was, you know, a period of time, like if I go back to 2012, there really was no community and fan pages. Like, yeah, there was like Facebook stuff, but nowadays in the new age of technology with Instagram, with Twitter, with TikTok, there's more of an opportunity to create those type of communities where you meet people and you interact. You and I are in a group chat together on Instagram. There's so many different of these things. And I think that that's what makes it that much more special. And I'm glad that things are continuing to go well for you on Instagram. If you guys, again, go follow him on Instagram, Jay Hughes, the number 4 heart. He's also on Twitter. I think you're also on TikTok, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
I am on TikTok. I haven't posted in a while. I think my last one was like maybe a Timo Hattie video, but I don't post as much on there. It's just when I have time. I think more in college, I've had less time to do it.
Right.
But it's just there as another little thing, sentiment. I don't know. I think I also have all my posts as of like maybe past few months have also been added to Facebook just for like the growing of the page. I feel like it helps even the littlest bit.
It does.
And also I just wanted to see like the community on Facebook. I mean, it's a bunch of old people that complain about the team, but it's still there. And, you know, you get to see different opinions. So,
And they get a younger perspective.
Yes, exactly.
Younger fans perspective, which is great. So, let's shift to not the most fun part of this episode, but the next question I have for you, Ryan, is this. In this moment right now, as we're talking, how do you feel about the Devils at this moment and how they should get better?
All right. So
I know there's a bunch of ways you could go with this.
Yeah. There's a lot of things I could say. My current feeling on the Devils is just to close out the season. I think that obviously it's a disappointing season. I'd like them, like I said before, I think I'd like them to win as much as they can. But it's not going to make much of a difference. I think we saw the statistic today. If we go 5-0-0 and all these other teams lose like these one certain amount of games and everything, we can make a playoff spot. It's not going to happen. I had that feeling for a while. I was like, oh, like the maybe we can do it. We can go up, and we were doing it for a little bit, and then just like the Penguins just shot up, and it's not worth like freaking out over, because we had such an amazing season last year that I know we're not a bad team. It's just there's so many little factors. Like, I mean, my opinion, I don't think that Lindy really should have been rehired this year, but it was more of a fact of you don't fire the coach that took you to the playoffs after a crazy season. You just don't do that. And, you know, maybe it does work and maybe it'll eventually happen. And I think that's what Fitzy was trying to hope on, but it just didn't work out. And I think coming into the next season, I think I have like a ranking of like what I think we need first. Honestly, I think that goaltending, obviously our goaltending has gotten better since, you know, the trade deadline, but it's going to need to get even better. Fitz is going to need to get a huge piece. I don't know who he's going to get or what he can pull off, but one of those guys like Saros, like Markstrom, don't know if those are possible, but if they are, it's definitely necessary. I think that that's my top. I would say, honestly, second would be coach. Coach, we need a new coach. I don't think that Travis Green's going to hold this team together. If we look at like his past, the way he kind of destroyed the Canucks at the end of his coaching career, not saying he's a horrendous coach, but I just don't think he's the right fit for the team. I wish we had Brunette. Oh my God. See him tonight.
It's ironic because that's in the Devil's face today, later tonight.
Yeah. Hopefully we could show him that we don't need him. And I'm just kidding. We definitely need him. Yeah. But, and then I'd say working on that obviously we have a great like defense and we have a lot of offensive defensemen. Yes. We need defensive defensemen. Luke Hughes is a rookie. He's breaking records while everyone says he sucks and he's not the best Hughes. He's still breaking records. He's doing great. His defensive game needs to be worked on a lot.
Right.
Nemitz is going to be a star just from looking at him. I mean, obviously it sucks that we lost Hamilton and we had to bring him up, but he's been a great call up. I mean, I said from the beginning when we did fantasy, I drafted Nemitz because I was like, I know he's going to play. I didn't think he was going to get called up for Hamilton, but I just had a feeling that he's such a young star. He's going to be great in the league. So, I'm very high on Nemitz. Obviously, I'm high on Hughes too, but he definitely needs to work on some of his stuff. And so does Nemitz. They're both rookies. I mean, having two rookies as a defenseman, it's hard, especially when you play them together. I think that's very hard. But then players like Smith, I mean, he had an amazing night tonight. Last night, he had his first career 33 game point game in his 14-year career. That's crazy. I mean, good for him. Obviously, we can say all you want about Smith's defensive game and his penalty taking. He's a great veteran to have as a defenseman, and I wouldn't be opposed to him coming back. Now, if we need to, you know, bring in better defensemen and we have an opportunity, maybe it's time for him to go. But I like the physicality he brings to the team before McDermott came. I think that he would stand up a lot more, especially with a team that's not as physical. And I really liked his game, even though he takes stupid penalties. Oh my God. But I like him. And obviously, it'd be great to have Hamilton. Hamilton's another offensive defenseman, just scores a lot. I mean, he helps so much when he's offensive, but I think we just need to work on those more defensive people, like Kevin Ball. Massive guy. Like he does once in a while and then he'll make a stupid mistake again. Like he just, for a guy his size, he should be doing a lot more. And I think that we just need players like that who can be big, can actually play defense, be physical. And I mean, the whole team needs to be physical, but defensemen. And then offensemen, I mean, we have such a great prospect pool for that. And we also have so many, our top two lines, even three lines, I would say. Those are some teams, those would be the top, those would be the first line. Those are just I think we're really good with that. And I think that I'll go through it, I guess, again, goalie, coach, and then defense are the priorities for this offseason. And yeah, then with that, I feel like we'll gain a lot more confidence. We could show that we could score. We have young defensemen, young players, a bunch of upcoming players. I think you said, what did you say today? Shane Bowers called up today?
Yeah, Shane Bowers was called up not too long ago at the time of this recording. I don't know if that means someone's hurt or they just need an extra body because it's the second of a back-to-back. And one guy I would tell Devils fans, and this is why it's great that we have social media, is Arseny Grytsiuk from the KHL. I think he's probably the guy that everybody really, really wants to see come over to the United States. It doesn't look like it's going to happen before next season. His agent said that 2 years, and this was at the beginning of this year, 2 years, and then he's not going to come over and go play in the AHL. His goal is to come here and play in the NHL right away, which honestly, he's trying to take the Kirill Kaprizov route, which I'm not against if he can prove it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, I've seen clips of him. He's an amazing player. If he can come in like Kirill Kaprizov, that'd be crazy. That'd be very great. If he could play like Kirill Kaprizov, that'd be crazy too. But yeah, I think that having some of those prospects come in, we're going to have a young team, and we're going to have a young team for a while. Some of these our better players right now are going to grow up, and they're going to get older, and they're going to have more experience, and they're going to get used to the game more. I mean, it's crazy. What is Jack? He's in his fifth year already?
Yep.
It's insane.
It is crazy. How much time flies.
Yeah. It's just wild to me. But yeah. Just we're going to need to build that team a little bit stronger, better defense, better goaltending. And it shows because last year we didn't have the greatest goaltending, not even the best defense, but it was just a little bit better than this year. And I mean, Vanacek did pretty good in the regular season last year. I mean, what do you have? How many wins?
He had 30-ish wins last year.
Yeah. Like, 31. I mean, for a player that got streaky in the playoffs at the end, he's just not a good playoff player. And I think he lost a lot of confidence, and that affected us a lot this year. It's just, we just need to build that team up.
For sure. We certainly can. And I said it on a recent episode that I want to see this Devils team kind of be retooled in the way that I saw Florida be retooled. You look at that Florida team, they're a very balanced team. They can beat you in a multitude of ways. They can beat you by outscoring you. They can beat you by being physical. They can beat you by playing defense. They can beat you by goaltending. And they have a really, really proven head coach on Paul Maurice, somebody that I wanted the Devils to hire when even looking at last year when he stepped down as the head coach of the Jets and, took a year off. I would have loved to see them do that, but obviously the Devils decided to keep Lindy Ruff, and we all know what happened with that. So yeah, I mean, you bring up a lot of good points, Ryan, that the Devils are going to be probably one of the most, if not the most active team in the NHL in the offseason, because I don't want to say there's a lot that needs to be fixed, but I think that there needs to be retooling done here. I think that there needs I think there's a culture that needs to be retooled. I think that there's an attitude that needs to be retooled. I think there needs to be accountability up and down the roster. And I will say this, I wouldn't be surprised if this roster looks a lot different than it does right now. There are guys on the roster that I could easily see not being here next year. And it's going to be really interesting to see what type of work Tom Fitzgerald puts in, because he knows that this is going to be an offseason that could very well make or break his tenure as the Devils GM and vice president. And that kind of brings me to my last question here, Ryan. What is the one thing, if you could, you know, you labeled off a bunch of different things the Devils have to do, but what is the one thing you're looking forward to the most from the Devils this offseason?
I would say, let's see, like in what sense, like getting players wise or like just
it
in
could
general?
Be, when I had George on, he said the draft. That was something that he was like, it could be the draft, it could be free agency, it could be potential trades, it could be hiring a coach, anything. Like, what is the one thing you're like, in your mind, you're saying you're going to be focusing on the most?
I think a mix of getting the goaltender that we need, a really strong goaltender who can clutch up in crazy games, and also what the coaching system is going to look like next year, because it's not going to be the same whatsoever. It's right. Upsetting that it's a lot of it's had to change so quickly in the past few years, mm-hmm. but it's just not working. And I think Fitz has learned that it's not time to just keep looking and see what goes on, and maybe it'll work. And if it doesn't work, then I'll fire them. I think he needs to realize that, you know, if it doesn't work, don't just keep pushing it. It's time for something else. And I think a mix of those two, but really the goaltending, I would really look forward to seeing a good goaltender. Not that we don't have good goaltenders, but seeing a strong, very well known for their playing style goaltender be added to the Devils roster. So, yeah.
This certainly will be a big offseason for the New Jersey Devils. Still got a couple of games to go in the regular season. As Ryan mentioned before, and I agree with him, you want to kind of just see the team end the season on a high note with some positivity going into the offseason after, quite frankly, a very disappointing year for the Devils. And Ryan, thank you so much for coming on today. We really do appreciate it. Before I let you go, I know we kind of labeled them off anyway, but I like to roll out the red carpet and let the listeners and viewers know where they can find you on all social media platforms and anything else you got going on as well. So the floor is yours, my friend.
Yeah. I mean, as you've said many times, I mean, you've mentioned my accounts. I'm on Instagram, Twitter, even TikTok. I'm on Facebook if you want to, you know, add it or whatever. I don't even know what you say for that. It's a page, so I don't know what you do for that. But whatever, they all should be under @J. Hughes and then the number 4 and then Hart. I'm even doing a bracket challenge, which I might consider actually doing a little bit of a prize for if I can, you know, build up it's probably going to be like a $20 gift card to like NHL shop or something like that, but if I can build up enough people, maybe I'll consider it. I mean, I'll do it. Mm-hmm. I had fun doing it last year. I didn't do a prize or anything, but I had maybe like a good 20 people in it, so it was pretty good. Yeah. So if you want to follow me there, see my posts, see collabs with me and Neil. I have a pretty cool post for the end of the year, where it's going to be, like all of the wins and losses in each jersey mm-hmm. that we wore. I did it last year. I have an even cooler one that I made this year. I've been working on it all year, so that'll be posted soon once the Devil season ends. Hopefully it's not going to end. But it's gonna end. But it's gonna be a little bit disappointing post because of the numbers on it, but it's gonna mm-hmm. look cool. So maybe you'll see a collab between us two with it. So just you can follow me on any of those accounts, all the same. And yeah, that's about it. Thank you.
Awesome, Neil. Ryan. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on today. We really do appreciate it. We'll definitely have you back on the podcast.
Great.
Down the road here, and I look forward to continuing to collab with you on a bunch of stuff, not just for the end of this year and into the off season, but certainly into next year as well. But thank you so much, Ryan, for your time today. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you, Neil.